How you start your day sets the tone of your day. How you end your day prepares you for the next day. Both are equally important, and if you don't put a conscious effort in how you start and end your day, but rather dive into the grind of work or endless weekend activities, you'll find yourself emotionally and physically spent. Before you plow through your day, be sure to bookend it. When I was a child, I had a great end-of-the-day routine, which was set by my parents. Either my father or my mother would read me a book, and then I would go to bed. Fast forward to today, and my end-of-the-day routine needs a lot of improvement, as I tend to just work to the point of exhaustion, then go to bed, with no book to end my day, but rather a final scroll through email. What happens when I do this is I take all that work stress to bed with me and wake up with it too, which is not a good way to start the day. The pitch challenge today? Develop a morning and evening routine that does not involve work, social media, email, chores, or anything remotely stressful. Can you commit with me to spend a minimum of 15 minutes at the beginning and the end of your day in a peaceful activity? Listen to classical music, pray, meditate, stretch, snuggle, read a book, quote, or passage. Whatever it is that you can commit to, bookend it. Meaning do it at the beginning and the end of your day to reset your mindset. And soon, your decision-making, pitching, and people skills will become even more attuned to the peaceful spirit that's inside you.